Hello, you wonderful people. Welcome back to Dumb Startup, the podcast where I'm taking you through how I'm starting my men's health vitamin company from nothing, hopefully into something one day. Today, we got a couple of things to talk about. One, I had a meeting with my professor on my company. Lumberjack is the name of it. We talked about a lot of things. I got some stuff, some notes here that we're going to discuss. We are going to start with the competitive analysis versus other companies that are doing similar things as I want to be doing. And we are going to be talking about some of the profit margins that my industry kind of has. It's very helpful that I am doing such a small and lightweight product. Ease of use is very high, so the profit margins are pretty good on that. And we will probably get into a couple of more things, so we might as well just hop right into it. I will talk about the kind of it's just a meeting with my professor of the program. We were talking about my company, and she expressed her interest in it and that she liked it a lot compared to my old company, RIP HelpKit. That's all right. Maybe we'll pick it back up one day, but she liked it a lot. There is a big movement right now towards men's, I would say specifically men's health and mental health, especially. I personally don't struggle with that. Everybody has their ups or downs, but I don't struggle with it, but I do have family members that do, so I got some stake in the game a little bit. And we also wrote down a couple of things that I need to be getting done in the next couple of, well, really the next week. I'm going to get my business model done, my customer interviews. I need to, if any of you are listening and are interested in partaking in an interview where I ask you a lot of questions about, your intake, your vitamin intake, and maybe why you take them, why you don't, what you would want in a company that provided vitamins and stuff like that, just reach out to me. You can find me anywhere as, I think I'm Jackson Zane on Instagram, so, but usually it's Jackson Tanner. I have decided that I am going to be a subscription service model. I know that's a hot thing to do nowadays, but the thing is, the subscription service model has been around for a very long time with businesses. It's not a new, cool, like rad thing that people are doing. It's been around forever. I mean, the first one I can remember as a kid was Netflix. Whenever they were shipping out DVDs, before Redbox even, they were a subscription service model. So it's not a new thing. And they started all the way back in 1997. And I don't know whenever they started the... I think it did start as a subscription service. It wasn't just like a website-based thing. They shipped them out to you. So I want to be doing that. I'm going to offer monthly or every 3 months, because anything above 3 months for something as simple as vitamins, it doesn't, there's something about it, it's a low enough cost to where you can do it monthly or every 3 months, but if you do it every 6 months, it just, that's, I don't know, I don't like the idea of only giving out a shipment every 6 months. It seems very forgettable, and something as simple as, you know, your dietary health, it needs to constantly be in your mind. You'll forget. That's why a lot of people, especially men, don't take vitamins, because we just forget about it. So that's a little bit of a rant. We are going to talk about my competitive analysis versus other companies, and I'm specifically going to focus on Onnit and Roman. So Onnit is a company that provides a lot of things. They do supplements, nutrition, as in like power foods, proteins. They have like coffee and tea. They even have like fat butter and Elk Bar and stuff like that. I don't want to do snacking stuff really for even in the beginning, especially not. I'm going to be very focused on a couple of things, which is if you ever want to start anything, don't go general. You can't be a general store. You got to be super focused on one area. So we're going to be focusing on it. And Roman is the other one, which is kind of like, if you have ever heard of Hims, Roman is one that is like a, their claim to fame is a digital health clinic for men. And they treat stuff like for ED and like hair loss. That's like their bread and butter. But they also do daily health stuff like heart health, bone health, testosterone support. So some of the things that I also wanted, that I want to do, you can't be, you know, you can't reinvent the wheel. You got to take some ideas from other people, which is fine. You just have to set yourself apart from them. So we're going to kind of go through some of the things that these two companies are doing, and we'll compare them to what I want to do. So Onnit offers a large variety of products. And by the way, a competitive analysis, if you didn't know, I should have said that, is basically exactly what it sounds like. You are analyzing the competition. So what they do, you are going to analyze that, and you're going to take it back to what you do and see how you are the same and also separate yourself from the competition. So if think of, let's see here, Hulu and HBO or Netflix, they do a lot of the same things, but they have simple little, they have little areas where they are different. So how far are we? Okay, so Onnit does a lot of things. They also focus, they have a thing called Focus Plus Brain, which is alpha, it's like an alpha brain nootropic. I can't give you the definition of that right now. I don't exactly know. It just, a nootropic basically promotes cognitive function in the mind. So it helps you focus in a little bit better, supports like memory and mental processing and stuff like that. And by the way, if you ever do a podcast, you realize the same words that you say. So I keep saying and stuff like that. I gotta quit doing that. So they have a product called Alpha Brain, which supports memory and focus. And that's pretty much what I want to start off by doing. I do want to take more of a natural approach to it. It seems like some of the stuff they got going on here, it just seems a little clinic-y. That's the opposite of what I want to be. I don't want to be a clinic at all. I want to be a natural store. I don't want you to feel, the whole point of this, I don't want you to feel like you're being prescribed something. I want you to feel like you are improving your health naturally by taking something that you do want to take, not something that some doctor signs and gives you and then you have to go to the drugstore to go get it, like some, you know, like some people have to do, and some people don't enjoy that process. I don't enjoy getting prescribed medication. It's weird. I don't like it. So they do Alpha Brain. I pretty much want to do the same thing. So within a competitive analysis, you mark the X on that. So we do the same. We pretty much do the same thing with mental health. But as you said, as I said, there are specific things that I want to do different. I want to be more natural about it. And I also want to promote it for people that struggle with mental disabilities. Not saying that the vitamins and stuff is going to cure that, but there are indications that they actually do help. So that is a difference that I have with this. Onnit also does, they just do a lot of stuff. They're like the, I'm trying to think. I guess I would be like the Hulu and they would be like the Netflix, you know? I mean, that'd be amazing if I was like the Hulu of the vitamin world. That'd be awesome. But you get what I'm saying. They're top dog pretty much. They do a lot of stuff. They also focus on more athlete-based, like performance nutrition type deals. I want to have that aspect in my company, but I'm trying to be very particular with how I market my brand of Lumberjack, because I do not want to be a supplement company at all. I want to be a health company. So I'm going to have to figure out a way to, you know, walk that line gingerly. I don't want to be a performance. I want to be a daily supplement vitamin company. So on their website, they even have one that says fitness, and they sell like kettlebells and steel clubs and steel maces. That's gnarly. So they sell those things. So I don't do that, and I don't want to do that. So that's a good thing. People might think of more of a broad area whenever they think on it. I don't want them to think about that whenever they think Lumberjack. So I pretty much said all of that. So let's go to Roman. Roman is what I said, the men's online health clinic. There's number one right there. I don't want to be a clinic at all. So they focus on balding, ED, like prescriptions. They give out prescriptions from doctors online. No thank you. I'm not doing that. So they are also subscription-based. I didn't say this in on it, but they have kind of like a one-time purchase, plus you can do the subscribe and save thing, which I don't know how many people do. I've never done that. But Roman is subscription-based only. So I believe, let me double-check on that. I believe they are. A lot of their stuff is, let me just check like a normal one. Like, let's see the heart health one. Is that, yeah, see a month, it says slash a month. So yep, they're prescription based. So there, we are the same on that, which a lot of places are. That's not a big deal. So, but they do end up doing a lot of the stuff I do want to do. Their bread and butter, like I said, though, is sexual health and hair loss. I don't want to be like that. I want to focus more on the body, obviously. More of the inside of your body than the appearances. I want you to feel good, you know? If you feel good, isn't that really all that matters? You want to look good too. No, like, of course you want to look good. But if you look good and feel like crap, I don't know. It's not a great thing to be. So they really are more of like the Hims, Roman and Hims. It's more of like that like hair loss and ED stuff. So I need to focus more on I want to do the website and logo and stuff, but that's not very important right now. I need to get the data. Let's see here. I don't think I have much more, honestly. That's really, I just want to talk about like competitive analysis. And just pretty much, I need to finish the business model and do customer interviews. Profit margins, I guess. I don't have a lot of data on this. I haven't researched a lot, but the profit margins on like vitamins and supplements are pretty high. They're pretty good. So that's a good thing. I'm not shipping couches out of a warehouse, you know. When, because I definitely want to get a shipment in by the end of this year. When I get my first batch of product, I can just store it in my bedroom, so I don't need a big warehouse for everything. So that helps a lot. The overhead is not a lot, honestly. I can start very small, which is great. I guess I can talk about funding real quick. I'm going to have the opportunity to talk with more mentors and investors at like pitch competitions. through UMKC, so that's really big. That's huge. That's really going to help me if I hone my 30-second sales pitch, minute pitch, 2-minute pitch, all of that stuff, and really get all the data down. I believe you can win up to like $5,000 or something along those lines. I think it's even more. There's a big competition. So if any of you, let's see, like I said, if any of you are interested in doing a customer interview, just let me know. And I think I'm going to leave it with that, a little bit shorter of a one. Some updates about the podcast. I did change the name to Dumb Startup, but I believe if you search Dumb Startup, I think the episodes come up, but not the actual channel, if that's what it's called, channel-ish thing, comes up. I think if you still search Fun Dumb Minds, the page comes up. So I'm trying to switch it to where whenever you search Dumb Startup, it comes up. Also, if you just search my name, Jackson Tanner, on anything besides, I think Instagram is Jackson Zane, and then this is my first one I'm going to put on YouTube just because, if you want to see me talk and stuff. That's also Jackson Zane. Maybe I'll switch it. Someone probably has Jackson Tanner. So that's all I have for you guys today. If you enjoyed it, let me know. Let me know what you want to know about startups and stuff. I don't have all the answers, obviously. I'm just, I have a dumb idea and I'm starting it up. So I'm still learning a lot. It's really interesting. I've always wanted to do something like this, and I'm glad I'm taking the initiative. And I guess just a couple of books I've read and listened to that I've been sharing. I finished one called Atomic Habits, if you would like to kind of change your habits and stuff along those lines, animal set and stuff like that. I would really give that a read. I read Extreme Ownership by Jocko Willink and Leif Bryan, two Navy SEALs, and they talk about leadership skills and taking extreme ownership of everything in your life and how it can progress your career and day-to-day life also. So that was a really good read. If you want to read about how people use marketing and just pretty much marketing. Yeah, it's a book called Crushing It by Gary Vaynerchuk. That was really good. Gives you real practical advice and also has a lot of examples of people who built businesses and used these marketing strategies. And then if you just want like an inspirational read, read Steve Harvey's book. It was called like I forgot the title. How embarrassing is that? I just always thought of it as Steve Harvey's book, but it's called like The Jump. So it talks about his life and how it was really hard in the beginning and how you have to jump in life to always get what you want and stuff. Dang, I almost said it again. Jeez. You have to jump in life and do that. I got to work on getting a new, like, broader vocabulary. All right. I will see you guys next time. I'm also, dang it, one last thing. I said Tuesdays and Fridays. I'm going to make it Tuesdays and Saturdays. And so you're guaranteed, I'm promising myself that I'm going to do it on those days. And then if I want to do it in between any other day, I'm going to. So always expect on Tuesday and Saturday, and a couple sprinkled in there in the middle, whenever I feel like it. Thanks. Bye.